It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Some magic dazzled me on a January afternoon hike up Mount Sentinel, a 2,000-foot rise on the eastern edge of Missoula, an auspicious beginning to a new year. The day was already special, frigid temperature and a valley fog that reached to the top of the mountain, obscuring the blue dome of the sky. Freshly minted ice crystals coated the landscape, turning entire pine trees, needle by needle, into white, frozen fir. Classic hoarfrost, too banal a name for such beauty. As I wound down the mountain, bedazzled and delighted, I snapped pictures, hardly noticing as the fog steadily receded into thin, icy air until the sun burst through, low in the sky, just above the south summit of the mountain. At first, I didn't recognize what I was seeing. My brain registered the bloom of light in the draw beneath me as a dapple of sunshine, until I realized there was no reason for a spotlight. The sun shone broadly. But there it was, an oblong patch of white brilliance hanging low above the snowy prairie of the southern exposure, with the forested draw as a backdrop. What was this? A sundog, but so atypical. Instead of forming in the sky as iridescent wings to the left and right of the sun, this one hung in the draw straight down, as if light had punched through from another universe, and it was alive, dancing with shivering particles of airborne ice. The scientific name for a sundog is a parhelion, meaning beside the sun, also called a mock sun or phantom sun. Ice crystals in the air act as prisms, bending light to create the atmospheric phenomenon. If randomly oriented, the crystals form a halo around the sun. However, they often sink and align vertically, and then sunlight refracts horizontally to blossom into half-mock suns to the left and right of the sun, sundogs. This day, I witnessed a lower vertical sundog, seemingly detached from the sky, hovering low above the snowy draw. Born of the fog that had saturated the air, the ice crystals hung suspended invisible around me, except within the burning glow of the pure white patch of light, their shivering dance belying the seeming stillness of the air. Aptly called diamond dust, the dancing crystals seemed to pour forth from the sundog like stars. I had never seen such a thing as this. The optical phenomenon seemed close at hand, like a rip in space and time. A portal to Narnia, perhaps? I wondered if a nearby deer might not jump through and vanish, but she seemed indifferent to the rare beauty just behind her. I laughed to myself. In another time and place, a human observer might attribute this to something supernatural, perhaps the face of God. Almost blinded, I couldn't look away. I was mesmerized. But not so much that I didn't think to take pictures and video, which you can find on YouTube under the title The Dancing Sundog. I had a feeling I would likely never see this phenomenon again. Light and diamonds in the winter air, making magic. Today's Field Note was written by Ron Scholl. I'm Allison DeYoung for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.